On this Father's Day, tradition tells us that men should be opening up long, slim packages and pretending to be surprised by the gift of a necktie. But the tie is losing its grip on the throats of American men. Sales have fallen by nearly half in the last dozen years. NPR's Shomail Ahmed has more from New York.
It's a busy shopping day at Long Island's Roosevelt Field Mall with a week to go before Father's Day.
What'd you get your father?
A trip to play golf.
I got him a t-shirt from Lucky Brand Jeans.
He's interested in headphones.
You're not going to get a tie?
No, absolutely not.
No, he doesn't wear ties to work, so getting him a tie would be meaningless.
He only wore them when I was very young. He hasn't worn a tie in so many years, I wouldn't know how to get him a tie, I think.
Father's Day or not, it's a fact that in cubicles and sales meetings across America, men aren't wearing ties. A recent Gallup poll confirms only 6% of American men wear one to work every day. But tie manufacturers don't think the cravat is going extinct. Not yet. In some offices, the trend toward casual Friday has faded. And the tie is holding its own with some shoppers at the mall, too. Michael Bushkinetz is looking for a gift for his dad, who's a dental assistant. Bushkinetz says he's probably going to go with the old standby.
It's got to have a nice label. It's got to obviously go with his wardrobe. Something with a nice print, bright, all of that rolled in one.
Adam Rappaport, GQ style editor.
And you've got a polo on.
I have an APC polo.
No.
No tie. It's too darn hot today.
At the trendy Midtown Manhattan offices of the nation's premier men's fashion magazine, the necktie is optional, but far from dead. Rappaport says on most days, about half the staff decide to knot up. And their ties are generally skinnier, looser, hipper, and sometimes paired with cords or a jean jacket.
All right, we're going back in the fashion closet. Tie, no tie, no tie. Maria, no tie.
In sort of an informal survey, Rappaport walks down the hallways of the GQ office with his iced coffee. There's the multimedia director who looks like a NASA engineer in his short-sleeved dress shirt and tie. A publicity director in a skinny tie. But then two correspondents with open necks, the boss's assistant and the photo editor, no ties.
It's a sad day for ties in the GQ offices, but if you came back like a week from now or come back in September, a lot of ties.
Today, Rappaport will be celebrating his first Father's Day as a dad. And while he thinks that it's a bit of a cliche to get dad a tie, he wouldn't mind getting a cool cotton summer necktie. Shomail Ahmed, NPR News.
This is NPR News.